It's Monday, June 29th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Social media backlash. How much does digital investment help customers? And the anatomy of a ransomware attack. This is the Business of Tech. Starting off the week with a quick roundup of some moves around social media. Reddit is removing a large number of its communities for violating its new updated content policy, which is more explicit about banning hate speech. Among the 2,000 communities is r/TheDonald, which has been under a quarantine for considerable time. This at the same time that Facebook is feeling pressure from advertisers who are boycotting the platform, as Starbucks becomes the latest company to pull social media advertising. Notably, the majority of Facebook's revenue comes from small businesses who can't easily just switch to TV ads. Why do we care? The way content will be moderated and managed is a serious debate going on right now, and both sides of the political spectrum have set their attention here. Change is coming. I'm not convinced it will happen due to regulation in the US, and I'm not entirely convinced it will happen due to pressure from advertisers alone. I'm pretty sure it's only going to change when one of them pivots to a true subscription model. I'd pay for that. Today, we care because of the perceptions around technology. This isn't a good look for technology companies, and it translates that into perception with customers too. Tech Isle has some data I've been in search of. Surveying over 3,600 SMBs, firms that have already committed to digital transformation are experiencing 2.1 times cost reduction, have 1.9 times better level of customer intimacy, and 1.4 times higher productivity levels than those who have been selective adopters. For 46%, achieving cost efficiencies is the first step in, quote, exerting control over their businesses and ensuring viability in an uncertain market, end quote. Why do we care? This timing is really good, as I had Patreon ask me to look into investment in a cloud journey for small customers, and what those results were. Found it! Useful data for discussing with your customers. Specific results for investing in technologies to transform your business. I hate the digital transformation banner, but this data is speaking to that. A technology investment in your own company results in this performance. Anatomy of a ransomware attack. University of California, San Francisco paid hackers $1.14 million in extortion bounty. The incident happened in a limited part of the School of Medicine on June 1st and was isolated from the core network. It encrypted a limited number of servers, and those servers will be restored soon. The university does not believe patient records were exposed. They paid because of the value of the data lost. Why do we care? My big takeaway here is that they ended up paying the ransom. As I reviewed the disclosure, they sound a lot like most businesses. Their data wasn't fully protected, and they ended up having to pay to get the data back. Blocking and tackling will go a long, long way. Today's episode brought to you by our Patreon site. Have you enjoyed the extra editorial content? Have you seen the videos on YouTube? Would you like early access? Patreons get early access to the content and get to ask questions and contribute. Editorials are picked from polls that are happening in the Patreon community. And you get to directly support the production of this show. If you like what you hear, if you want to get more, and you want to get more access, join at patreon.com/mspradio. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.